Robert, ready to start with you.
Sure.
In recent years, retail and dining options have expanded throughout the community. These additions have helped build quality of life, and some believe increasing tourism is a great way to sustain a vibrant retail and community sector. First question is, do you agree with that? And what are the opportunities to expand visitor traffic?
So 100% agree that that there's some opportunities there to bring people into our city. And I think that when they're spending their money at our hotels and motels and using our gas stations and our restaurants, that takes some of the burden off of us. We'll bring visitors in and let them pay for some of the things that we want to do. I think this Tiger Grant's amazing. I think that what we're going to do for Jefferson Street in the downtown area as far as growth is great. I like the idea of calling it the Snake Alley Shopping District. I think that'd be pretty neat to expand on that and use the natural the sites that we have here, like we have the riverfront and we have Snake Alley and we have some things in our city that draw them in. People come across the bridge and see the churches in the hills, and me and Bill have talked about this before. It's like driving into a somewhere European. So we have some appeal there. But as far as bringing in new restaurants, we had one on Roosevelt. We had Cole House. We had Good just came down here. Wake and Bake. There's a few others. And I think that the fact that these business owners are willing to start up and be part of the community, that's going to bring jobs. It's going to bring entertainment. I love the Old Couch Music Fest. The Washington does music. Steamboat Days will be back in 2020. So I like the possibilities down there for tourism and bringing people in.
With that as a follow-up then, how do you feel the hotel-motel tax should be used as it relates to tourism?
So I know the RecPlex is a point of contention because, you know, they don't operate and make a ton of profit, but they are bringing people in that are staying in the hotels and motels. I know whatever agreement we have with the Greater Burlington Partnership, I think they're doing some good, but I would like to dig a little deeper and see what the deal is with them and what our agreement is. So I don't really know enough about it to know that we're getting the best deal out of it, but right now it seems like they're doing okay.
Great. Okay, Bill, was just first on the first part of the question is on the tourism, and you know, do you agree with the vibrant retail bringing tourism dollars to town?
I hope it's bringing tourism dollars to town, but I don't want to rely on the economy somewhere else where those people can afford to come here. I think we have to really grow our economy, and I think as we grow our economy, yes, these things are going to take place. We're going to have the RecPlex. We're going to have the places to eat and everything like that, and it is going to bring people in, but I don't want to rely just on the tourism. I think it is, I've seen people that have come here. I've had a lot of new teachers that I've interviewed this past couple of years who come to Burlington, and they see the great things that we have here. And they've talked about having a municipal band. They've talked about a golf course. They've talked about the RecPlex, everything like that. So I think all those things are important. So, yes, I think the tourism dollars are a wonderful thing. I don't want to just rely on that. As far as the...
Yep, hotel motel tax then. Yep, go right to that.
I think we have to look at that. We have to use some of it to bring that tourism in and everything like that. But we have to look at it for other things too.
Great. Same question.
It's good to have the retail. We've kind of become a hub. Though things have kind of, you know, changed. We're in a changing retail environment. Amazon and all that, and online retailing. So there's a lot we don't know and still yet to come down the pike that affects retail in town. So don't put all your eggs in that basket. Safety is one thing. If people want to come somewhere, they want to feel safe. And when you get bad news reports on the news, sooner or later people start saying, go to Iowa City, go to somewhere else. Because of the safety issue. So, I've mentioned a lot about older neighborhoods. But if you work on the older neighborhoods, then you have more retail customers. You have the city feeling, value with it. Your neighbors, they will go down and shop downtown. You need more than just people coming in. You need the base of the residents to spend the money. If they're not spending their money downtown, if they're not spending it in their restaurants, that becomes problematic because all your way is from one big problem where people say, well, I'm not going to go to Burlington anymore.
And how do you feel on the hotel-motel tax as it relates to tourism?
It needs to be looked at where it's, how it's spent, what the money is. I'd like to see a better breakdown of where, how it's spent and where it's going. It is a value to use to bring more people in. You just want to, you don't want to spend a tax and not get any value out of it. You want to try to get value out of it. If you spend a dollar, you want a dollar of value. And I think that needs to be looked at. What value is the city getting from the money it's spending out of the hotel motel tax? Is it bringing in what we're thinking, or does it need to be tweaked so it can reach out into a different area? And that's a conversation that this does not happen with city council. It happens with the chamber, the business leaders. It's just not one person, five people in the council making decision. It's a community effort. Thank you.
Great.